Gather around, everybody, and listen to my story about the big ones. People have been speculating for decades as to what that name could have meant, and I think we can safely rule out the dicks, but one thing we can't rule out is that I like to think they wanted it to be a mystery unto the world. Sort of like how Baskin-Robbins gets away with selling more than 31 flavors, even though that's their whole marketing brand. They keep getting away with it. When will we wake up? Fight the power.
Hey, everybody. Well, welcome. Have you had a good time? Me neither. Us neither. So,
welcome back
to another rendition of The Big Ones, episode sex. Yeah, that's right. We like to get a little raunchy around here. I'm Colin Blazeball Boy Membiella.
And I'm Aiden Michael Scott. I know. Aiden, that's just your name. That's your full name. But you got to own that shit, man. I'm Mike, my middle name, Michael, and last name, Scott. Creation graced by office character, Michael Scott. That's my name now. I'm gonna cut the front part. I'm just Michael Scott from now on.
Following the footsteps of your dad, I appreciate that. Yep. I'm sure that'll mean a lot to him.
It will, I think so. I'm gonna start vaping.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start puffing mad cotton.
Just absolute fat clouds.
Of mojito lime. So
in honor of Michael.
And in honor. I mean, he's not dead yet, but may as well honor
with all the mojito lime.
Yeah, may as well honor your parents while you can.
Yeah, true. It's so better they really if they can. Because then they can really appreciate it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Good. I like that.
Yeah, I just figure it's probably for the best.
Yeah. I have a little bit of trivia.
Oh.
To start.
Hell yeah.
I found this out, somewhat by accident, while I was doing some mild research for a project.
Mm-hmm.
And then I dug deep. I dove on in as quick as I could to this little rabbit hole. And I found... I have a little question for you.
Okay.
What has Shaq done more? A, make three-point shots. Or B, shatter backboards.
Man.
What has he done more?
Man, do I think I know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely. It's got to be shattered backboards.
He has absolutely shattered many, many more backboards than he... I want you... How many three-pointers do you think he's made? He has
10.
Attempted 23.
10.
He has shot 23. He has made 1. Yep.
In his entire career?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
From what I could find, he made 1 three-pointer out of 23 three-pointers. But he broke... Okay, I found one site that said he broke 19 backboards.
Jesus, Shaq!
But then I found another site that said that statistic was a lie. But I watched a video of him breaking more than one backboard, so that is already more
than
three-pointers.
It's more than one. So, yeah. I mean, already Shaq, you were playing the game wrong.
It's not very hard to beat Shaq. Or is he playing
it right?
Did he crack into the code of basketball?
Does basketball have a secret point that's like... get 8 points if you break backboard.
Win the game. You can't play it anymore.
Yeah,
you
like the backboard's the broken.
Game. Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Get a new backboard? No.
I feel like if they instituted a rule that was if you break the backboard, you win the game.
Oh, people.
The game would just become who can break the backboard the fastest.
Right? Who has the biggest guy that can jump the best and break the backboard?
Who has Shaq on their team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd have to start making the backboards like out of steel.
Yeah.
So, like, almost impossible to break. But if you get one guy.
If you get one really tough. You just have, like, three people go for a dunk at the same time.
Yep, and they just rip
it. They just rip it right
down.
They
rip the whole basketball hoop, down and off.
Mm-hmm.
No more hoop. Changing the game entirely.
Now you're playing soccer, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hoops on the ground.
Yeah.
That's how they made. And that's how they made soccer.
Because somebody broke the backboard
mm-hmm.
in basketball. They played basketball first, and they're like, hey, kid, why'd you break our backboard?
He said, no, watch this. Beckham! And then he did a spin kick right into the rim, the on-the-ground rim.
He knew Beckham was going to be someone big later in soccer. Yeah.
He knew it.
That's that. Premonition.
And that kid was me. I was that kid.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been hiding it. I've been hiding my light under a bushel for too long, and I decided I have to come clean.
You're old.
Mm-hmm.
Ancient, some might say.
Yet at the same time, I'm younger than ever.
Breathing life.
Hmm.
Oozing life.
It's beautiful in a way.
Almost.
Almost. Not really. But
a little gross.
Yeah, a little gross.
Alrighty. I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wondering, If Bill Gates ever actually stopped to pick up money that might have accidentally dropped out of his pocket, when do you think Bill Gates stopped picking up money? When do you think it got to the point where Bill Gates, like, I dropped that 20, it'd be too much time to try and go get that 20.
I feel like
that once fell out of my Velcro wallet.
Yeah, yep. His Spider-Man Velcro wallet.
Tobey Maguire Spider-Man wallet.
Obviously. The first question is, how did money fall out of his Velcro wallet?
Exactly. Right?
It's a Velcro wallet. It's not going to fall out. But if somehow you got a faulty wallet, it's got to be your first 100. Your first 100, you're like, I don't need that 20 anymore. I'm on to bigger and better things.
I got my first $100 bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't need 20s anymore, man. Look at me. Yeah. I'm carrying around Benjamins.
Yeah, I'm running on a Benjamin standard now.
Big green Benjamins.
Yeah, anything lower than that is beneath
hogwash.
Me. Frankly, beneath me. I'm better than that. I'm better than that now. I am Mr. Benjamin.
Yeah, Bill Gates changed his name to Benjamin Franklin in honor of his favorite bill. Mm-hmm.
The Hundo. The 20. His first Hundo. The 20 that he dropped.
Yep.
He meant to pick it back up, but it blew away in the wind.
Yep, and it was a really rare 20 that had Benjamin Franklin instead of Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, it was a way better 20.
Said his name way wrong. Yep. Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
I don't know why Bill Gates didn't go back for that. I mean, you're talking about the rarest bill.
Yeah, it's actually probably worth more than $20.
Yeah.
I think he fucked up.
He did.
He could have been a millionaire by now.
Exactly. Bill Gates is lowly and poor, walking around with $100.
One hundo, yeah.
When he could have been because of this $20 bill that had Ben Frank. Yeah.
And then you could have left Microsoft to someone else. I could have made Microsoft.
Yeah.
If Bill Gates didn't fucking beat me to it.
Exactly.
If he just kept the 20. The $1 million 20.
Yeah, the $1 million 20. We wouldn't have had Microsoft made by this goblin.
Yeah, I would have made Microsoft.
Colin made Microsoft after he made soccer.
After I made soccer. Well, yeah, like way after.
Just two big things
two big things
on your name.
Yeah, but no one. See, the beautiful thing about it is no one knows. I'm kind of a hidden shadowy figure manipulating the elite from behind.
Are you a lizard?
With soccer? Huh? Am I a lizard?
Mm-hmm.
Depends on your definition of lizard.
Okay.
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Am I reptilian? Yes. But am I a lizard? I mean, that's...
That's a whole different kind of question. I heard from some many, many trusted sources that there are lizard people running the city. In the sewers.
In the sewers? Ugh. I mean, that is derogatory, frankly.
Oh, my bad.
That, in the sewers. Really? In the sewers?
That's my bad.
No, we live in a subterranean base. It is not the sewers. That is incredibly rude to call my home the sewers just because it's underground.
And it's connected by a bunch of tunnels.
I don't live with mole people. I live with mole men and women. And okay, they are mole people. They're mole people, okay?
But I mean,
you don't have to make a big deal about it.
You don't have to refer to them as mole people. They have names like John.
Ted and John.
Linda.
And Linda and Jerry. All four of them.
That's all four of them. We have one female.
Yeah.
You have one female.
She's great. Well, I don't have her. She's her own mole person.
Well, what I mean is your
she's
species.
Part of my. She's part of the community.
Your community.
Yeah, she does great work down there.
What does she do?
She does a lot of the digging.
Oh, good for her. She's got big, strong claws.
It's a passion of hers. Yeah, she's got big, strong claws. Yeah, she's got the strongest of the four.
Mm-hmm. Does she have good sniffers?
Good sniffers. She's got okay sniffers. That's kind of Jerry's department.
Oh, Jerry goes in after her.
Jerry goes in after her to sniff through. Yeah, she barrels through, and Jerry's like, you got to turn left. And she's like, okay, here I go. I'm barreling more. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It's actually kind of beautiful.
Oh, are they a couple?
No. Oh. They're just very platonic work partners.
That's nice. I like to see that.
Yeah, it's inspiring almost in a way because it proves that like people can just be friends, right? Like everything doesn't have to be. Yeah.
Wow. Not everything has to be sexual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Must be good for him. Proud of him.
Yeah.
I don't know him, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can meet him. Actually, I think he'd eat you. I think he'd eat you alive.
How big are these people?
17, 18 feet.
Just about my size. So,
yeah, just about. So, I mean, yeah, you could probably tussle.
Yeah, I don't want to tussle with the guy. I want to meet him.
Yeah,
shake his claw hand.
Yeah,
his mitt.
Yeah, I bet if I put in a good word for you, it'll all shake out.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, you can come down anytime.
Really? I have unfettered access to the...
Well, you gotta knock first.
Subterranean base.
And then I gotta give you the secret password that changes every 12 hours.
Okay. You want
but,
one?
Huh?
You want one? What are you gonna say? Do you want more?
No, I was just gonna say that it's really nice down there.
I feel like you're gonna say something else. I don't want to hear it though. I feel like it's probably gross.
No, I just like my home.
Okay. Vomiting in your mouth can taste good and be enjoyable.
Tough. That's a tough one.
There's been times where a meal was so good, I scarfed it down so fast I didn't completely chew every bite as well as I should have. I have found that later throughout the evening, larger pieces of food can be... Regurgitated. I didn't read that word right. Regurgitated into your mouth and properly chewed for better digestion, and the flavors of the meal can be enjoyed again and again.
Man, this guy's eating hot dogs whole so that he can yarf them back up and then chew them later. He's just storing food for winter to then enjoy it when he needs it.
He's like a bird. He's like a mama bird, but for himself.
And for himself, yeah. He's mama and baby.
Yeah. Mama baby bird?
Mama baby bird in one.
I think it's so gross that this guy thinks that the action of yarfing right back into your mouth, getting that stomach acid up in your mouth, is tasty. In what world are you a human being that's like, I like the taste of my inside fluids in my mouth?
Nah, but you don't get it. The quesarito comes back up too,
and
it's all mushy from the stomach acid,
and
you get all that cold beef
kind of
right back up. Yeah.
Cold and now a little warm.
Cold and a little warm and like soggy, but soggy. Not with beef juice, but with your body.
Yeah, with your body.
If you're wet with your body.
Odor.
Yum.
I'm glad that...
Seconds, please.
I didn't think about it that way. I didn't think I would be able to enjoy my Taco Bell twice for the price of one. I think actually, you know what? I might start doing this.
Just eating a 7-layer burrito. Just, you get two. One of them you eat and you enjoy, and the other one you just like shove slide it straight down your throat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Save that for later. So it stays as warm as it started.
But how do you control what comes up in the throw up? When you throw up.
Yeah.
How do you control, like, I want the full 7-layer burrito to come back up and not the egg I had for breakfast that is mush and just throw up at this point.
I think it's just your body. I know my body's ins and outs.
Gotcha.
I know how to make myself vomit a 7-liter burrito whole.
You gotta hit a specific spot right on your chest.
If I hit right below the diaphragm, right below it, I can yarf anything out.
That's the 7-layer sweet spot right there.
Yeah, doctors call it that.
Launches right out. Yeah, that's the medical term for the diaphragm.
Yeah, that's why the Heimlich maneuver works so well. It used to be named the 7-layer maneuver.
Yeah.
After the burrito.
It was just like, Mom, I'm hungry. Do you want your 7-layer burrito?
But Mom, I was saving that for tonight when I was trying to go to sleep. I wanted a midnight snack.
That would actually be sick, because then you wouldn't have to get up to get a midnight snack.
Yeah, you just have to drop your anvil that you have hanging from your ceiling right on your stomach.
Man, that's worth it.
And then
that's gross. I'm trying to think about throwing up in my mouth and then being like, oh, like throwing up is such a violent act that I cannot think of it as enjoyable.
It releases pain.
Yeah.
You got stomach pain, you throw up, boom, stomach pain gone.
You feel good after. Do you feel good during? Ooh, absolutely not.
And throwing up in your mouth is just a during feeling.
Yep.
And guess what? During feeling's the worst feeling.
It's the worst of them.
So why do you want to suffer the fate of the worst feeling constantly? Be like, oh, here we go. And throw up. And 3, 2, 1. Oh, nice. Nice taste. I like that. I like that. Ooh, it's hitting right in the center of my palate. Oh, and now everything's going back down. And I have this horrible taste in my mouth.
A little bit of umami. That's despicable.
Very. What does he do with beverages? Does he do the same thing with beverages?
Just drinks a slushy, but then how do you No, I think it's just like he eats pizza, but he takes bigger bites than normal. And so he can get like the crust of his Little Caesar to come back up.
Whole?
And then eat the crust again? I don't understand how the flavor is still in the crust. He was like, the flavor is still there. It's really good, actually. You guys are the freaks. No, you're the freak, Mr. Reddit man. That's disgusting.
The flavor has to have gone.
It has to be just pure stomach. They have to like the taste of stomach acid.
There's no flavor to it.
I mean, there's kind of like a ambient.
It's like battery acid.
Yeah, there's kind of like a grossness that kind of lingers.
I can get the same flavor if I just go like, you know, I'm gonna get my metal water bottle. I'm gonna fill it with orange juice. Boom, battery acid in my mouth. Yeah. Don't even have to vomit.
Yeah.
I mean, just drink it down.
No, I bet. I bet.
Chug it down.
Guaranteed, this person brushes their teeth and then drinks orange juice, and they're like, "Oh, the flavor combinations are insane."
Endless flavor combinations.
My tongue has never felt this sensation before. It's like I threw up a hot dog and ate it again. Wait, is it coming back up?
Did you hear my body?
What'd you have for lunch?
Panera.
What'd you have from Panera?
A toasted steak and white cheddar sandwich. It's got horseradish on it.
Now be honest with me.
Yeah.
Did you save a little bit for later?
It's starting to feel like I did.
It's coming back up, is it?
There it is.
A little bit of the...
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Mmm, tasty.
Mm, yeah, so now that you've had first-hand experience with this, how do you feel?
Horrible.
Horrible? Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of baby barfs, and I'm fairly acquainted with the baby barf, and mm-hmm. I hate it every time it happens.
Yeah, it sucks every time.
It's the worst.
But imagine if it had some more mass to it, because you had a giant chunk
of... just had mac and cheese in it.
Yeah. You had big mac chunks mm-hmm. just come right up in your mouth.
Oh.
Right after you did the old baby barf, and now you have to either spit them out, uh-huh. chew them, mm-hmm. and swallow them back down. Mm-hmm. Or keel over and die. You had three options. What's your play?
I think I would attempt to spit it out. Okay. But I think if I was in public, I would just kind of call that.
Okay.
Call
if it. You're in public, then you're doing exactly what this guy does.
No. I'd call it. I'd keel over and die. I'd call it. I'd fold. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just let my body pass on to the next life.
Just we go next.
It's time to pass.
Unwinnable.
Actually, hey, listen here, buddy. It's time for you to take a lap.
Yeah.
Come on.
Take a lap.
Let's go around again.
Yep. Hopefully you don't throw up in your mouth the next time.
If you do, guess what?
If you do.
Take another one.
Taking another lap.
Hate to say it. Okay, this one is from No Stupid Questions.
Mm.
Brocha 45.
No, let me guess. It is a stupid question.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Yep. Well, I don't go onto this little subreddit here to find nothing mm-hmm. dumb. Do I deserve to hug and kiss loved ones after losing my virginity?
How is that even a... What's equatable there? Do I have the God-given right to hug and kiss my loved ones mm-hmm. after I have had sex? That's what it's saying, yes. right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other details?
There's a little bit more.
Okay, I'm going to need that.
I just feel so impure in that it will somehow taint them and they don't deserve it or me.
Man, I feel so bad for this person.
Mm-hmm.
This person has been such jaded by just like... most, if we're being honest, most likely religious doctrine of like, you can't, you're bad if you do anything that conflicts with what we think.
Mm-hmm.
You're impure.
And impure.
You can't hug your loved ones.
No, you pounded. Now you have to get out.
Get it. Go in the pound.
Go in the pound.
Rough, rough.
Get in. You there. Entered the hole. Now you got to go now sit in the hole.
Sit in the hole. You're out of there.
You got a couple weeks in the hole, man.
Strike out.
You want to hug your dad? Nope. He thinks you're a dirty bastard.
Yeah.
He's going to take you to the hole and say, time out, man. I don't care who you are. I don't care that you are my son. Done. Zip. Zilch. Zero patience. I feel dirty touching you.
That's real rough. I hope they're okay.
Well, I mean, here's the thing I got a problem with. This guy realized, does he not know how kids are made? Because his loved ones are hugging him and kissing him.
Yeah, but my guess is he means like, yeah, I guess it doesn't.
Oh,
it
pleasure doesn't explain, sex?
Yeah, my guess is it recreational sex. My guess is it would exclude sex while married. But I guess it does not specify that. So mm-hmm. I guess if they're just talking about in general, that is a whole different layer of messy.
Yes. If it's just like...
Most, I gotta be honest with you, most people you've hugged have probably boned down.
Oh, yeah.
Probably gotten a little bit of the ish.
A little bit of the ish.
Hey, that's just life. Sometimes you get a little bit of ish, and sometimes you hug your dad.
Yep. Sometimes you do them right back to back. Get a little ish, go hug your dad.
Sometimes.
Go tell him, hey, dad, I just got a little ish in the back.
Just got a little bit ish. He says, dap me up.
Then you go like, fuck yeah, dad, let's go grab a brewski. Let's hit the town. Let's go get some more ish.
Let's paint the town.
You're single, I'm single.
Sorry, mom was being such a bitch earlier. Let's go.
Let's go. Show her what's good. Take us to the club. I got a stack of ones in my wallet. It is Velcro.
It is Velcro. My name's Bill Gates. I also have my special $20 bill.
Oh, shit, dad. What? I just dropped my $20 bill. Hey, son, don't even worry about it. We're going to go get some poontang.
You don't even need that, yeah.
Check this shit out. With that face, you don't even need that 20.
With an ass like that, Billy Gates, you don't even need that.
And that's coming from Daddy Gates.
And that's coming from Daddy Ish, the Ish Daddy. Robert Gates.
Robert Gates gets so much ish.
Good for Rob.
Dude, that guy knows how to mambo. So far. Mm-hmm. Horizontal?
Yeah.
Mambo.
Kind of the mommy-daddy dance?
Mommy-daddy dance. Mm-hmm. Wow. I can't speak at all.
It's hard to speak.
Mommy-daddy dance. I said daddy literally 2 minutes ago.
Daddy?
Daddy-daddy.
Why
daddy.
Now, what is this?
Just my little song that I made about Daddy Gate.
I like that. I think that'll mean a lot to him.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there getting a lot of ish. I mean, what can I say? Yeah. I gotta bring home the bacon for old Daddy Gates. If I ain't doing it, who's gonna?
Yeah, not Bill.
One of them hoes? Uh-oh.
What about, I think Mommy Gates deserves a little action, too.
Despicable.
I think she kind of got a little bit of raw end of the deal, honestly. I think Daddy Gates was overreacting a little bit.
Man, maybe. Maybe he went out a little too hard.
Yeah. I just think everyone's talking about that. Everyone's talking about Mr. Ish, but no one's talking about Mrs. Ish.
Oh. Does Daddy Gate and Mrs. Ish have a baby? Daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Did she get out and get the ish with the mommy ish?
I am so close to completely losing the plot. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let that stand.
They go to strip clubs too. They go to Thunder Down Under.
Yeah, they kind of bone down with Thunder Dan.
Thunder Dan.
Yeah.
That's not the reference I was making, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, I just kind of brought that in.
I like it. I like it. Think he's a part of Thunder Down Under? Think that's where he got his name from?
Probably. Thunder Dan from Thunder Down Thunder Dan Under.
Thunder Dan Under. He is from Australia.
Under Thunder Dan.
Thunder Dan Under Australia. There's nothing under Australia, is there? Arctic. Antarctic.
If you loop far enough around, you'll get to just Australia.
Again. Is Australia just Europe? Below Australia?
Asia.
Asia?
If you go up around enough, do you get to Asia? Right? You get to like Russia.
Yeah.
And China?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Do I know the map enough? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you also get it some other countries. Well, you may get to like Europe.
Yeah, is it that over enough where you get like Europe? Or is it over more this way where you'd get like more Asian countries?
I don't know. I think is Europe on the other side?
I'm sure it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. No, you're right. You want my creepy corner?
Let me in.
Hello?
Can I come in?
Yes, come in.
I've heard it's very nice in here.
This is my home. Please come over to this corner that I refer to as my creepy corner.
He's got a knife! Is that convincing blood splatter noises?
Very.
That sound more like farts.
I mean, I can see you bleeding right now.
Yeah, there we go.
Welcome to my creepy corner. I have one story for you. Creepy pasta. Ooh. The name is Super Mario 64. One day, I got to GameStop to buy some of my childhood games. I found Super Mario 64. I played it on my N64. Everything was normal, but some creepy pasta appeared. The Bowser dialogue was different. I got to the Bob Omb battlefield, but the first episode said Big Bob Omb commits to suicide. Commits to suicide.
Yep.
I entered it. When I reached the summit, King Bob Omb falled off the mountain. He died, and Bowser appeared with the bleeding body.
Jesus.
And then, I was warped into the first Bowser fight, but the dialogue was normal. But after that, Bowser said, "It's your fault, Mario. You killed Bowser Jr. and the Koopalings and my minions. You are the next body who will be killed." And my Mario 64 cartridge crashed, and the Bowser kept walking.
It's kind of a sick ending line.
Right?
And the Bowser kept walking. Like at the TV?
Kept walking. He just kept coming. Bowser came right out of the screen, right onto my floor, crushed my N64. I'm pissed. Fuck Bowser.
He's got to pay me back. He says, "Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Here's $50.
Guess what? That N64 was a special edition Mario N64 that looked like Mario's head, and you stuffed the cartridge in his mouth.
You got to get me that special one, Bowser.
Guess what, Bowser? They don't make that anymore.
Now he has to go on like a wild hunt looking for the special N64 that he broke.
Yeah. The only one I've been able to find is in a bundle with an E.T. doll.
Not worth it.
You telling me I'm going to pay $9,000 to get this Mario N64 and then this crappy E.T. doll?
When you think about it, or are you paying $9,000 for an E.T. doll?
and the bonuses.
A bonus N64.
Well, I mean, the N64 is the value, so I mean...
Yeah. I do have kind of a writing critique for this person.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bob-omb kills himself.
Yeah. Just so you know, he spelled it Bob-omb.
B-O-B-O-M-B?
With a space.
Oh, with a space.
Yep. So it's Bob-omb.
Perfect Bob-omb. So the Bob-omb killed himself, right?
Yeah.
And then kind of like Crisis on Infinite Earth, Superman holding the dead body, kind of Bowser's holding the dead body of the Bob-omb.
Yep.
The Bob-omb.
Bob-omb.
He's holding the body of Bob-omb.
Yeah.
And he's like, my dear sweet boy. Right?
Yeah.
And then Bowser says, "It's your fault." And Mario's like, "A me? Is it my fault?" And he's like,
"I just jump over the barrels."
He's like, "Yes, it's your fault that Bowser Jr. died."
Mm-hmm. And the Koopalings.
And all my minions.
Koopalings, sorry.
And all my minions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, when Bowser says, "It's your fault," everyone's first thought, I assume, would be Mr. Bob Omb.
Yes. Yes, yes.
But
yes.
No, it was in fact his son, who we did not know was dead.
Yep.
Nor did we know had any relevance to this story.
Yeah.
That kicks and all the Koopalings.
And all the Koopalings.
Mm-hmm.
And the minions.
And the minions. Yeah.
And guess what? Bowser is saying, "Hey Mario, you are next.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get you down in the streets, Mario."
He never...
Outside of Peach Castle.
I guess the minions kind of encompasses Bob Omb, but he never direct... He's holding the corpse of Bob Omb.
This is your fault, Mario, is because... I think it's the Bob Omb.
Oh, like he's like, "This is your fault, and also my son, who you didn't know you killed."
Yeah, you also killed.
You also did kill.
You didn't make the decision to kill my son, but you did.
You had a extreme helping hand.
Yeah. Your presence in this world, Mario, killed my son. How does it feel to know that you're the reason Bowser Jr.'s dead? Bum bum.
What if he's like, feels good? I can't do a Mario right now.
Mario's like, Mario. Oh my god, you did such
Mario. Mario. Oh, I can't do a Mario. Mario. Give me a Mario. Can you give me Mario for me?
I can try. Mm-hmm. It's me, a Mario. Pretty rough.
Wow. Mario.
Ooh, you can do a mean Wario.
It's a me, Mario. Mario. It's a me. A Bowser.
You sound like...
I'm glad I killed them. This... Oh, man, Mario. I'm Luigi.
Man, Luigi, your voice sounds a little different. Did the ghost get to you?
Hey, fuck off. Get 80. What are you talking, though? Who do you think you are? I am.
Hey, my name's Luigi. I got a gun now. It's for busting ghosts. I kill a ghost, I kill a guy, catch his ghost. Boom, bang.
It's a fun little game I like to play. For me, Luigi, how do you think that mansion got haunted? I killed all those people. Really.
I get paid per ghost I bring in. Luigi, whoa, what, Luigi, dude?
That's a harsh scam.
I mean, like...
Gotta make money. Gotta make a money. Gotta make a money.
That's a mean side hustle.
Yeah, good for it. I mean, hey, gotta chase that bag.
Hey, Luigi, how much money do you make per ghost?
15.
$15?
15 ruples. I get paid in ruples.
That's even worse than I thought. Wow, that is... Hey, I actually thought...
It's me. It's me, Luigi.
It's even worse than I thought. $15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
15 ruples.
Oh, ruples. Yeah, that's ruples. My bad. That's my bad, yeah.
Well, I'll make you a ghost.
Okay. <I don't... laughs> Luigi, are you threatening me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yes. That's...
I want to make sure we're all clear.
Cool. Cool, yeah. Yeah, yes. Kill me now, Luigi, please. You got anything else? You got something? You want me to read something else? I know I asked you this already. I don't know if I have one ready that I can really pop out. I mean, this one's kind of just something if you want to think on.
I'll think about it.
If you kill a chicken, there's one less chicken in the world.
That's kind of sad when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But another chicken gets born, maybe. So it's kind of a circle of chickens. The circle of chimpkin.
I like where you're going with this. I like where your head's at, but I have to disagree. The chicken dies. Like, no chicken gets reborn. But when you kill a chicken, there's one less chicken in the world.
But then wouldn't you ultimately reach a zero chicken game?
Eventually, but you gotta hope you don't.
But then can't you get more chickens by chickens being born?
Nope.
No, you just lose. It's just kind of a net loss.
Yeah, all chickens are male.
Oh, that's tough. Because I'm going to be honest, I do love those little tendies.
It's sad, but you'll have to, every time you eat chicken tenders, you kill a chicken, you ordering that caused the McDonald's employee to go to the back,
yeah, get a
grab
chicken
a chicken, kill it, and then cook it up.
And prepare it right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Kind of like a hibachi grill murder.
New McDonald's drive-thru, hibachi grill murder chicken.
Yeah.
Hibachi grill.
You have to hold the chicken. You're like, I don't want to. They're like, hold the chicken still. They come out with a knife. They're like, hold the chicken still. You're like, I really don't want this anymore.
Cut it. Come on. Hold the chicken. Cut it. Come on, man. You got to do it.
I can't. Dude, I can't.
If you don't do it, I'm going to do it for you.
Please. I just want the tenders. You can run away with the chicken. You can kind of you can go eloping with that chicken.
Ooh.
Because they hand you the chicken. You're like, psych, this is my best friend now. His name is Timmy. Timmy Terry, the chicken.
Timmy Teriyaki chicken.
Timmy Teriyaki. It's kind of a little It's kind of a little joke.
I like to play word ball with my chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, buddy, how do you like things that sound like food that you are but aren't?
Clock! And it's a fun little game we play where you're like, hey, what? Hey, okay, what do I use to check the time? And it goes, clock! And then, if I take a feather from you, what would I be? And he goes, pluck.
You'd be fuck.
Pluck.
Oh, pluck. Oh, yeah.
You
got any more of these? Come on, keep going. Come on. One more.
Chicken, you look very tired. Do you want me to go put you in the bed? And he goes, tuck. Tuck. Tuck.
He really just got the uck only, right?
Yeah, he's only got the ucks. But he can fuck around at the beginning, yeah.
So he can get anything at the beginning, but he can only get uck at the end?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how I trained him. Thought it'd be funny that way.
Wow. I mean, it is.
I think he's... I'm really proud of the progress he's made.
Are you getting any other plans with him?
I think I'm gonna get some tendies.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna kill the chicken.
Eventually. I mean, yeah. You gotta.
But I mean, once
he dies of old age, I'm not gonna kill him.
Well, the chickens don't die of old age.
They don't?
No.
There goes my tendies plans.
You have to kill a chicken. Chickens don't just die. They have to be killed.
Well, I guess I'm not getting tendies then. Fuck.
Hey, man, I hate to say it. If you're not willing to kill that chicken, then you're gonna have to hand him over to a chipkin master.
Not the chipkin master.
I'm willing to take the chipkin downtown. Drop a bow on his ass.
I appreciate the offer.
Yeah.
Don't trust me. I do. I appreciate the offer, but I think Timmy Teriyaki and I
are perfectly happy.
I think we'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we'll find. Like, we can kill a pig.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you kill a pig, nothing happens. The world, I mean, just three more pigs take a place.
Yeah, it's like hail pig. It's like it's like Hydra but with pigs.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like,
if anything, I need you to kill that pig.
Well, if you kill the pig, that's worse off for us.
Oh, true, because more pigs overtake us.
Mm-hmm. For every one pig, you kill one, you get three.
Eventually, then the pigs become the master race, huh?
Yep. So
it's, you know what, it's their time. I think they deserve it.
The pigs, they destroyed our society, all of it. Oh man, we took over.
I just wanted a McRib. I didn't know this would happen.
Oh god, how long have I been gone? Oh no, then the pigs destroyed their society, and then the cows took over, man. Oh God.
This is what Animal Farm was all about.
God, they were trying to tell us from the start, man. Oh, God, no. It
turns out we needed the chicken all along.
The chicken can kill.
The chicken can kill.
Can kill a cow without any other cows
coming.
Or pigs, man.
The rule of the chimpkin.
Oh, man, dude.
And now that I taught Timmy Teriyaki how to say fuck, that's going to be great for branding.
That is, you know what?
Yeah. Because then it's like, hey, chicken, what are you going to do? And he goes, fuck. And then he stabs a cow.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And then the cow drops his gun. And then Timmy Teriyaki picks up the cow's gun.
And then he goes on a rampage.
Yeah. And now what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Stop Timmy Teriyaki now?
You can't.
He's on a fucking rampage now. Like, look at him go,
and
then dude.
The fifth movie, we have to hunt down Timmy Teriyaki.
Wow.
Yeah. It's terrible.
That's
a terrible movie.
You know, people are always talking about how the chicken wars that are currently going on in our fast food restaurants mm-hmm. are not taking lives. But man.
But yeah, no. But they will.
They are right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're losing chickens as we speak, man.
That's true. They're actually taking
the pigs and cows are rising up, man.
Yeah. One day we're going to be wishing that we had those chickens. And when that day comes, Timmy Teriyaki might not be there for you.
Exactly. He's going to be gone. He's going to be overtaken because he's going to be made into a Zaxby's sandwich.
Zaxby's little Sammy. Yeah. Hey, And that's on us.
That's on us, man.
And we just have to lie down and take it at that point.
Mm-hmm. Just let the cows and pigs stomp on all over us, roll in our human mud. The muck that we create.
Yeah, just a kind of detritus.
Human gross.
Force us to eat chicken and then throw it back up so they can eat it. They're like, I actually like the taste of it.
I like it better when you throw it in my mouth.
Yeah, I think it tastes really good. I learned this one from the birds.
This pig's like, I watch birds throw up into their mouths. I want you to do that to me. I know where the 7-layer burrito spot is.
Come here.
Oh, let me catch it in my mouth. Oh, got it.
Yeah, it's a fun little game they play. They just whack you in the diaphragm and then you shoot out a 7-layer burrito.
It's like a cannon. It's like a t-shirt cannon.
It's like a broken vending machine. You hit it at the right spot, it'll drop down one of the treats.
Yeah. Human vending machine. Gross.
Just so gross. Sloppy Taco Bell.
Slimy Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Honestly?
A mess. Let's get real casual with it.
I'm getting real casual with it. Okay.
How do you think this sounds? It's not really picking me up. How do you think?
That's not great.
How do you think that? How's that? That's pretty good.
Not bad.
I'm getting real cash.
I like that. You got anything you want to chat about? You want to talk about Blazeball?
I opened up the show talking about how I'm a Blazeball boy. This thing called Blazeball. It's a desktop game. Just go to blazeball.com. And it's like a fantasy league kind of thing where you are given like money and then you can like buy what they're called snacks. And those snacks can let you bet on games and let you earn more coins from different events happening. But all the teams are completely made up and all the players are completely made up. But the fun of it is that stupid shit happens all the time. Like there was one person who died while playing Blazeball. And then got resurrected, but in the resurrection, someone else entered the void.
Wow.
And now they are still stuck in the void.
Oh.
And now that person who was resurrected actually did recently go back to the void. So now both of them are in the void. But they are still both on the Seattle Garages, which is my favorite team.
I can't blame you.
Yeah. There's a band called the Garages that make music about Blazeball.
Uh-huh,
and
yeah.
It's a lot of stuff about Seattle Garages players. And so, you know what? Gotta rep the Garages so that I can, you know what, connect with that kind of music. You know what I mean? Really connect with my community. They are starting to sell merch.
Ooh,
you wanna buy their,
nice.
I think I'm going to buy a hat.
It says Garages.
It says SG on it. It's like the Seattle Garages logo.
Yeah.
And there's the slogan for the Seattle Garages is park it. It says park it in the back.
It says park it in the back?
No.
Hey, y'all, check out this hat. Hey, everybody, park it in the back. Slime gum.
And it's on the back of the hat. It says park it.
Simulating park it in the back. I think you're sending the wrong message with that hat.
Yeah.
It says slime gum across the front and park it on the back side.
It says SG, but I guess that is
slime gum.
That's up to interpretation.
Yeah.
Sexy
goblins?
Sexy gerblin. But you know what? If you're bored, especially if you're like working on a bunch of shit all the time, like I am, just like for whatever reason. And you just have Blazeball open in the background every so often, every like 10 minutes, click over that tab, see how your team's doing. It's kind of neat. It's kind of fun to just kind of fuck around on that. There's a bunch of videos that talk about like, the lore of Blazeball and what has happened in the past. And it's a lot of stupid stuff.
Deep cuts.
Yeah. It's like there's like a peanut god.
Peanut god? Like Mr. Peanut?
Yeah. It's like, no, it's, but Mr. Peanut is like a man nut.
Yeah.
This is like just a peanut.
God nut.
Yeah. It's just like a big peanut.
Oh.
There's someone called like the founder or something that's like a big octopus that wants eggs or something.
Wow.
I haven't gotten as deep as I can go yet.
Gross.
So there's still stuff that I'm unclear about.
I hate the idea of an octopus that just wants eggs.
There's
like caviar eggs or like I want lizard egg.
I think it's like eggs, like a chicken egg or something, right?
Oh,
like an egg.
Boy.
There's a lot of weird stuff like that. There's the Baltimore Crabs is one of the teams. They just won the most recent season. Each season takes place over a week. So Baltimore Crabs just won the most recent season.
Oh.
Um, The garages are looking pretty good so far.
Oh, yeah.
But
fucking repping the SG, man. Slime gun.
So, but who knows if they're going to make it all the way, right? But like that, you can, a boy can dream, right?
Oh, for sure. How are the boys, the Ohio Worms doing?
The Ohio Worms are, they're okay. They're doing fine. Yeah. There was a player who, at one point, one of the teams, all their players were unable to pitch. And so they added the like makers of the game added a new player onto that team whose name was Pitching Machine. It was just a pitching machine.
Just a pitching machine. Just a literal pitching machine.
Yeah, but he was a player named Pitching Machine. I think he's on the Ohio Worms now. I think he was on the Seattle Garages, I think.
Dude.
But he's on the pitching machine. He's on the Ohio Worms. There's a guy named Greer Griffin. He's pretty fun. Yeah, like all the characters, all the players have super dumb, funny name. Like someone's name is like something telephone. Jessica Telephone? No, that's not it.
Jessica Telephone.
And people always draw her as her baseball bat as a giant telephone. That's fun. There's like a bunch of wild fan art. The best thing about baseball is the community is super weird and cool. How like there's a shit ton of weird cool fan art and then a bunch of cool music like that.
Yeah.
Like it's like cool to be a part of that and watching people like freak out over text on a screen
about made up people.
Yeah, about how Jalen Hot Dog's Fingers is back on the Seattle Garages. Like people went nuts. It's fun.
I'm gonna make some names. I'm gonna make some characters, some players here.
Yep.
Then I would make some great additions.
Yeah.
To this baseball world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like Tony Ballstomach.
That's pretty good. I like that.
He's real good. His way of pitching is he uses his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
He like launches them out of his gut. He like traps. He like his like a fat fold that wraps over it, and then he just kind of like pushes the bottom out and boom.
Yeah, he has launches no arms. It out. He just kind of
like, yeah.
Ooh, just kind of shoots it out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's gonna be big for the grabs.
Sammy Slime Legs.
That's good. He's really slick.
Yeah.
It's hard to tackle, hard to get down.
He runs real fast.
Yeah.
Actually slithers real fast.
Yeah, just kind of glides.
Slime legs.
Yeah. That's smart. That's a good one.
Marty McFly, get him in there.
I mean,
you got to get some real people in there.
He can already time travel.
Exactly.
So why can't he time travel to when baseball's happening?
Exactly.
Pretty simple.
Into the baseball world.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, like Rodney Cola.
Mascot for Cola. Cola, for all of Cola.
I think we need a separate section for baseball mascots. And
yeah,
we're going to sponsor the Ohio Worms.
Yeah.
And they're going to be sponsored by Cola.
I mean, I don't really want to affiliate myself with a competitor, right?
Yeah, that's fair. But I mean, hey, Cola is going to sponsor Ohio Worms.
That's true.
And then they're going to have Rodney Cola, that is a giant cola-covered worm.
I like that. I thought it was maybe like just a can of cola.
Maybe this guy to be gross.
Maybe like worms come out of the can and the worm like bats, but then the worm gets back in the can and then like rolls down when he has to run. He like rolls down to the bases. He just rolls around in the can.
I like that. I want him to be gross though.
Oh, don't worry. He's gross as fuck. He's gross as shit, man. Don't even worry about that.
Okay.
He's a giant worm in a cola can. He's sticky as shit.
Can you wear the cola cans like a crop top?
Yeah, that rules.
I want his midriff showing. I want it to be like sexy.
Yeah. Maybe he's got like suspenders that loop around his shoulders that hold up the can.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I want it to be gross and sexy at the same time. I think that really comprehends my whole idea.
Yeah, I like that.
So.
This is a good idea. I'll send that right on to the commissioner.
Yeah, please. Can you get that up to the big man?
Mm-hmm.
Big house, big two guys.
Absolutely.
Big dog.
Yep.
The hardest thing about saying goodbye is saying goodbye.
That's never true. Words have never been spoken.
Oh man!
Sometimes you gotta let the ones you love go
and see if they come back.
And see if they come back.
They won't.
So hopefully you'll come back, and hear us again on another episode of The Big Ones.
The Big Ones. The Big Ones. You know what we do here at Best? It's think wide. Big and wide. And thin and wide. And big.
Listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Rate us on Apple Podcasts.
We're on Google Podcasts now too, I think.
Yeah. Rate us on any podcast and
subscribe.
Yeah. Do whatever you can.
Smash that like button.
Follow us on Spotify.
We're aiming for 5,000 likes with this episode. Ring the bell.
Share on Twitter. Upvote. Ron, follow us on Twitter at. Oh no, I don't know what I've done.
Follow on Twitter.
Hang on.
Follow us on TikTok.
Nope. Don't lie about that, man. Don't
go to TikTok. Sorry about that, everybody.
People are going to go to TikTok and type in the big ones and get something.
Yeah, actually, do not look up the big ones on TikTok.
Big ones. We're at the big ones 5 on Twitter. Go follow us, retweet, share,
comment.
Yeah. Get us up there. Start sharing with your friends. Get more people listen.
Get us trending.
If you can get us trending,
if you guys can get us to go viral, that would mean a lot to me. So I really appreciate that from you guys, and I'll talk to you in the next one.
I like that for the end.
Yeah, I think that is really gonna get the point across.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anyway, fuck these guys. Let's go.
Yeah. Fuck them. We're done.
Love you. Bye.